Do you have a list? Do you have a non-negotiable standards, character, personality list for the people and or specifically the person you want to put into your life as your life partner? And I always find it interesting because as humans, we have a shopping list for the food that we're going to eat. We have a Christmas shopping list for the gifts we're going to buy for people. We have a list of things that we'd want out of our career, how much money we want to earn, where we want to, whether we want the job to be, how many people we want to work with, what kind of product or service we want to sell. We have a list for the kind of house we want to live in. So if you're going to buy a house, you'll probably say, well, it's got to have a minimum of 3 bedrooms, it's got to have at least a 2-car garage, it's got to have a big kitchen, it's got to have 2 bathrooms. So we have a list for what we want from a house. But we tend not to have a list about what we're looking for in a human being. And we might have a mental checklist, but when you go going over that list and then you have a look at the people in your life, have we stuck to that non-negotiable list? And is it possible that people that don't fit into that list are the ones that might be a little bit more complicated to get in or out of our lives? So a non-negotiable standard, for example, is that you must have people in your life who respect you. Now, that might not be on your list, but it means that if you have people in your life who respect you, you may enjoy your life more than if you just allow a whole stack of people into your life who treat you disrespectfully. It might be that you are passionate about health and fitness and you want people in your life who are also passionate about health and fitness. Because if you are really healthy and fit and strong and love activity and exercising and eating healthy food, and the people in your life prefer to eat takeaway food, smoke cigarettes, take drugs and sit on the couch, you might find that group of people a little bit more complicated to have in your life, or a little less rewarding. From a life partner point of view, it sounds almost shallow to say, well, I want somebody that's disciplined, or I want somebody that looks good, or I want somebody that's tall, or I want somebody that has ambition, or I want somebody that's financially free. However, if you look at the opposite, if you pick somebody that was unhealthy, that was untidy, that wasn't disciplined with their own personal physique or their own career path, if they weren't disciplined with the way they treat people, is it possible that all of those things could become challenges in your relationship? So rather than just accepting whoever comes in or hoping that somebody comes in, why not just write a list? This is what I'm looking for in my life partner. Now, the other interesting part of that is most of us believe that it's important to set goals. And that's simply a list of things that we want to do, that we want to achieve, that we want to put into our lives, that we want to make sure that we do with our lives. And that goals list is actually written down. This is what I want. So suggestion, do it with a partner. If you don't have a partner, write a list of non-negotiable standards that you must have in a human being when you put them into your life. And if you do have a partner, still do it and see where you've compromised, or you might find that you haven't compromised at all, that you actually attracted the person into your life that is part of your non-negotiable list. What a fun thing to find out. Have fun doing it.